From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, this is Bob of VK4BOB with news from far north Queensland. The Cairns Amateur Radio Club and the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club are getting together on Saturday, June 10, for field day operations, activating a couple of VKFF Parks locations up here in the tropical tablelands. One site will be at Lake Eacham, and the other at the Gillies Lookout. June up here is usually a beautiful month of moderate temperatures and sunny, dry weather, so we're really looking forward to that for the day. Each site will have members from both clubs sharing their expertise and equipment, offering the experience to members who haven't worked portable yet. We will be on the various HF bands, depending, of course, on conditions. Equipment will be IC7300s at both locations, probably with RM Italy linears as well. Various antennas will be experimented with as part of the fun. We also expect the two locations to be within VHF and UHF range of each other, so that will add to the exercise, as part of the plan is to practice disaster communications readiness. We will be using the club call signs of VK4 Charlie November Sierra and VK4 Whiskey Alpha Tango, plus the personal call signs of each of the operators. Keep an ear out for us on Saturday, June 10. Swing your beams northwards and keep an eye on the VKFF Facebook page for the latest info.
This is Q News from VK4WIA, coming to you from volunteer relay stations around Queensland, Australia and the World Wide Web.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. From the club's monthly business meeting held on May 22nd, a busy Weissen report detailed the Brisbane Trail Marathon held on April 30. Other than a slight damp start to the day, the event progressed very well, with only a few minor hiccups. Thank you very much to those who attended and manned the checkpoints. Your time and effort was very much appreciated. The Guzzler Ultra Marathon is coming up on July 23 and 24. An email has been sent to those involved in Weissen, and there has been quite a few responses. The club will need approximately 22 volunteers to man the required checkpoints over the 24-hour period. Please consider helping if you can. This extends to all amateurs in southeast Queensland. If you can help, email ipswichweissen@gmail.com. And our club keeps welcoming new members. In May, Warren, VK4WRW, became the club's newest member. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're listening to Q News. In North Queensland, it can be heard on 7070 kHz following the WIA National News. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Amongst a number of the operators, there seems to have been a sense of relief at the news from the ACMA that the commercial outsourcing of licence provisions will be ending. Whether it has been the ideological standpoint of various governments or the small number of applications that has brought this to a climax, we just don't know. In the years of long ago, the attitude was that the amateur radio service was a training ground for people who could take a recreational interest in radio and electronics into various areas of the community where their skills could be further developed and put to the benefit of the wider populace. About three or more decades ago, the idea was prevalent in the halls of power that everything had to have a price which was based on a cost recovery in money terms. The intangibles were left out as they could not be quantified, and thus many not-for-profit activities in the community could no longer receive favoured treatment of discounts and other benefits. The thought that the government was subsidising things that had no direct monetary value was shocking. But, as we have seen, things like the provision of services written off for government books, such as welfare to certain groups, has passed to the voluntary sector, which then had to employ staff and operate on handouts or grants. Somewhere in this melee, the 14,000-odd radio amateurs dropped, or were disinherited of their status as worthwhile community benefactors, and taxes were applied to their licences. Just because commercial interests could be milked for revenue meant that, in the bureaucratic or political mindset, it was fair to sting the person who was investing time and money to improve the communications capacity in his region. Similarly, the cost recovery model has seen this country with quite high entry costs with government fees and charges when compared to many overseas practices. Perhaps we will see the procedures for getting and keeping an amateur radio license move online, where the costs over time are flattened and the fees can better represent the value of our contribution rather than reflect some notional costs to the regulator. We need to see a concerted effort at recruiting people into amateur radio, and modernising the face, the entry structures, will surely assist this. If the costs of getting a license are more modest, then this will be another incentive that we can promote. Now is the time for a practical approach, with considered plans to be placed before the ACMA. Much of the work has already been done, and the submissions from the WIA form part of the record for the regulator. It seems sad that in many ways the structure of our regulator seems to preclude those with the technical expertise and who work in the field from helping promote amateur radio within the organisation. The old PMG seemed much more responsive when the Radio Inspectorate included many licensed operators from different services. So I hope that we will see a realisation that we can and do deserve better consideration in the future. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.